Starting another brand new hour now, the Steve Gruber Show, coming to you live from Studio G in the heart of America. I'm Steve Gruber, fighting for you from the foxhole of freedom. Wanted to tell you the truth, but nobody else will. Why not? I don't know, but we're going to be brutally honest. God bless America. Let's do this today. Here are three big things you need to know to start this hour. Number one, another crazy stabbing in Australia. This time, a radical Muslim rushed the pulpit to savagely attack a Catholic priest before being subdued by parishioners and then grinning to the cameras. Number two, where is Clarence Thomas? This is a big concern for America. With November barreling at us and a conservative justice missing during oral arguments on Monday, it raises a very serious red flag. All right, and number three, the trial of President Trump is one of two major stories we're following today. Both are incredibly important. The second, of course, is the ongoing war in Gaza and Israel's potential response to the attacks that were launched against the Jewish state by Iran on Saturday. I'll begin with the trial of Donald Trump, who is the first president in American history to face a criminal trial. This one is such a stretch, it is difficult to even understand how we got here. Many legal scholars cannot figure it out. I mean, the original charge would have been a misdemeanor for altering business documents. And that one already went away. That one already went away because of the statute of limitations. But then, the DA, Evan Bragg, somehow resurrected it from the legal grave by trying to say hush money paid to Stormy Daniels in a non-disclosure agreement should have never been paid by the president directly, but should have been paid by his campaign, making it a felony. But that, of course, is not actually true. That would have been an actual crime, it seems to me, an actual crime using campaign funds to pay such a bill. Yes, the lengths they will go to try to get President Trump is truly remarkable. Yet here we are. So I need some help to unravel this whole mess, and this is what I came up with, a sober and honest voice and a blizzard of lies and BS. Yeah, Jonathan Turley dismembers the entire phony case against Donald Trump on payments to Stormy Daniels. Here it is.
I mean, this is a Frankenstein case. They took a dead misdemeanor, they attached it to a dead alleged federal felony and zapped it back into life. So many of us are just amazed to watch this actually walk into court because it's not a recognizable crime that any of us have seen. This, it does not appear to be a federal crime, but that's the theory that Bragg is using. So to go into the Wayback Machine, this state misdemeanor died because of the statute of limitations. Then what Bragg said was, well, I'm going to allege that you did false filings on business records to hide a crime, but he was very ambiguous what that crime might be. He still is ambiguous, but it is assumed to be a federal election crime. The problem is the federal government doesn't view it as a crime. They decided not to prosecute, and most election experts say that this is the type of thing that's failed in the past. So this bizarre indictment is now going to be an equally bizarre trial, and to this day, there's some confusion as to Bragg's actual theory as to what was the exact crime that Trump was hiding from all this.
And nobody knows. What is the crime? Yes, a Frankenstein case that nobody actually understands. Jonathan Turley's like, where's the crime? A misdemeanor that already passed the statute of limitations. But apparently Donald Trump not protected by the statute of limitations and so forth, even though it wasn't much of a crime to begin with, even if you could have proved it. Most notably, some of the most noted legal minds in America, like Jonathan Turley, say we have no idea what's going on. And the judge of the case is playing hardball with the defendant. This, as jury selection is expected to take at least 2 weeks. And listen, if you missed it, more than half of the jury pool, the first 96 possible jurors, tossed yesterday because they said they do not have an impartial view of Donald Trump because he can never get a fair trial in New York. So anyhow, jury selection 2 weeks, maybe longer. But Donald Trump not allowed to miss any of it, no matter what. Can't miss any of it. The judge in the sham trial of Donald Trump denying him the opportunity to attend his son Barron's high school graduation, for example. Here's the former president.
So thank you very much. We had some amazing things happened today. As you know, my son has graduated from high school, and it looks like the judge will not let me go through the graduation of my son, who's worked very, very hard. He's a great student. He's very proud of the fact that he did so well, and was looking forward for years to have graduation with his mother and father there. It looks like the judge isn't going to allow me to escape this scam. It's a scam trial. If you read all of the legal pundits, all of the legal scholars today, there's not one that I see that said this is a case that should be brought or tried. It's a scam. It's a political witch hunt. It continues, and it continues forever. And we're not going to be given a fair trial. It's a very, very sad thing.
Yeah, very, very sad thing. Not given a fair trial. Don't get to go to Barron's high school graduation. Trump says he's also being blocked from appearing in the United States Supreme Court as well. That's supposed to happen next week. Listen to this.
Our next Thursday, we're before the United States Supreme Court at a very big hearing on immunity. And this is something that we've been waiting for a long time. And the judge, of course, is not going to allow us. He's a very conflicted judge. And he's not going to allow us to go to that. He won't allow me to leave here for a half a day, go to D.C. and go before the United States Supreme Court because he thinks he's superior, I guess, to the Supreme Court. And we got a real problem with this judge. We got a real problem with a lot of things having to do with this trial, including the D.A., because you go right outside and people are being mugged and killed all day long, and he's sitting here all day with about 10 or 12 prosecutors over nothing. Over what people say shouldn't be a trial.
I don't see how this case survives at all. Not on appeal, certainly. But either way, this circus will be playing in New York for weeks to come. And then, I will guess, the jury pool picked from the very dark blue borough of Manhattan, all of them, will convict the former president, who will then appeal, and it will keep rolling along until such time that it is ultimately thrown out for violating every norm in the book. Not to mention, again, what's the crime? What is the crime? No crime has been committed here. Not that any sane person can actually point to. Meanwhile, the current president came out to discuss the attacks on Israel over the weekend. I want to share this with you because I want to show you a compare and contrast of vigor. Whether you're listening to it on the radio, watching it on television, you just heard Donald Trump come out and address impromptu the media, which he does all the time. He'll do it again today. He will be on camera every day that this trial is going on. The media wanted it. Now they get it. And then here's Joe Biden. He came out to discuss the attacks on Israel over the weekend, but it must have been really boring. Or he stayed up way too late. Joe just wasn't into it, I guess. No. He apparently fell asleep in public with cameras rolling with Israelis Naftali Bennett sitting right there. Check it out.
Yet another chapter in the beautiful story of the friendship between our two nations, the United States of America and the Jewish and Democratic State of Israel. Both of us who seek to do good and need to be strong. Both of us who are...
Joe Biden, head down, eyes closed, not reacting. He needs to get more rest. I mean, a man of his age really needs to get enough sleep, or something embarrassing could happen with cameras rolling, like falling asleep with the president of Israel right there. Yeah. Naftali Bennett trying to, he looks over at him, he's like, what do I do with this? We'll have more after the break. Welcome to it. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Most emergencies come without warning. And when the next one comes, you won't have a second to spare on packing and preparing. You need to get ready now, before an emergency strikes, and one will, soon. Your supplies should be within reach, ready to grab and go at a moment's notice. Secure those supplies at my website, preparewithgruber.com. Start with 4-week emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply. Helping millions of American families prepare since 2008, My Patriot Supply are the experts in all things self-reliance. Their 4-week emergency food kits offer over 2,000 calories every day. Protected by heavy-duty 4-layer packaging, these kits last up to 25 years in storage. These delicious foods are sealed inside rugged buckets with handles designed to grab in a hurry. Go to preparewithgruber.com and get as many food kits as your family needs for $50 off each.
And that's why I say you should always get a second opinion.
Save $50 per kit at preparewithgruber.com now. Preparewithgruber.com. Preparewithgruber.com.
You see, Nick has over 25 years of investing experience and nearly $300 million under management. Plus, Nick and his team at Peak Wealth are fiduciaries, which means they invest in your best interest, not their own. Many advisors in the industry don't do any planning at all. As certified financial planners, the Peak Wealth Team creates comprehensive, holistic financial plans based on your goals and what's important to you. Reach out to Peak Wealth for a second opinion today on your investments, fees, and to make sure you won't run out of money in retirement. By working with Nick, you can retire with peak confidence. Get your second opinion at peakwm.com/Gruber. That's peakwm.com/Gruber. Peak Wealth Management.
Scratching up my first school dance takes confidence. So we're getting into college. I've got what it takes. So do you.
Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation, and the Ad Council.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message.